Hey everyone, want to hear about the future of 3D art? We're diving into Autodesk Maya 2025 today.
Oh yeah.
And trust me.
Sounds good.
This isn't just some minor update. They've really outdone themselves this time, especially for 3D artists.
Really?
Yeah, we're talking modeling tools that feel like they're reading your mind, animation workflow enhancements that'll make your characters move like never before.
Oh.
And get this, major upgrades to Bifrost and USD.
I love those.
You're going to be blown away by what Maya can do now.
Yeah, it's true. And what's really impressive is how Autodesk has focused on making artists' lives easier.
Mm-hmm.
These updates are all about streamlining your workflow so you can focus on what really matters, bringing your creative visions to life.
Absolutely. So to navigate this deep dive, we'll be focusing on the key areas Autodesk is really honed in on. First, we'll explore the world of modeling. Then we'll take a look at the exciting enhancements for rigging and animation.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we'll unpack those major updates to Bifrost and USD,
right,
which I'm personally geeking out about.
It's like they took the entire creative process and said, how can we make this smoother and more intuitive?
Right. Let's start with something that's going to make a lot of 3D modelers incredibly happy.
Okay.
Remember those times you were stuck trying to extrude a face on a complex model and it just wouldn't cooperate?
Oh, yeah.
Maya 2025 introduces Smart Extrude, and let me tell you, it's a game changer.
Wow.
Especially for hard surface modeling.
You know how you used to get those weird geometry errors or you'd have to find these tedious workarounds? Those days are gone.
Right.
With Smart Extrude, you can create intricate details on robots, spaceships, you name it, without breaking a sweat.
It's incredible.
It just works the way you'd expect it to.
Seriously, you have to see this in action.
Yeah.
It's going to change how you approach modeling.
Wow.
And it gets even better. Maya 2025 also introduces new bubble filtering attributes, giving you, the artist, so much more control over the beveling process. You can get those edges perfectly smooth, whether you're working on a sleek product design or a hyper-realistic character.
It's all about achieving that professional look and feel.
Yeah.
And these new attributes give you the precision to make it happen.
Now, for you animators out there, get ready to be excited about what they've done with the dope sheet.
Okay.
It used to be this kind of intimidating technical thing.
It was powerful, but definitely had a learning curve.
Right, but they've completely revamped the dope sheet editor in Maya 2025, and it's so much more intuitive now.
Nice.
They've made it incredibly visual and easy to use.
Wow.
Almost like a musician's tool.
Because good animation is all about timing, right?
Exactly.
The new dope sheet gives you the visual clarity and control you need to fine-tune those subtle movements.
Right.
Those little details that bring a character to life.
I was reading about the new tools for adjusting the spacing and easing of keyframes.
Huh?
Can you tell us a little bit about what that means for animators?
Absolutely. Think of it like this.
Okay.
The spacing between your keyframes determines the speed of an action, while easing controls the acceleration and deceleration.
Right.
The new tools make it so easy to adjust these visually.
Wow.
Letting you create really fluid, natural-looking movements.
Nice.
It's like giving your characters more personality with every keyframe.
That's amazing. And speaking of visualizing motion.
Yeah.
Maya 2025 also brings some serious improvements to motion trails.
Okay.
Now, for those who haven't used them before, imagine being able to see a ghost of your object's movement over time.
It's like having a visual history of its path.
Yes.
Which is a game changer for animators and VFX artists alike.
Exactly. So whether you're perfecting a character's walk cycle or designing a complex particle effect,
right,
motion trails give you this clear visual feedback.
Yeah.
Making it so much easier to fine-tune those movements.
For sure.
And that brings us to the powerhouse of simulation in Maya Bifrost.
Oh, yeah.
They've always had some incredible tools.
Mm-hmm.
But what they've done in Maya 2025...
What have they done?
On another level.
They've really upped the ante when it comes to realistic fluid simulations,
yep,
especially oceans.
Wow.
We're talking about creating stunning photorealistic water effects that look incredibly lifelike.
You're not kidding. Imagine creating a scene with waves crashing against a beach, complete with foam, rippers, and wakes, all with incredible detail.
It's amazing.
And the best part, you can achieve this all within Maya, without needing to rely on other specialized software.
Wow, that's awesome. It's really remarkable how seamless they've made the process.
Yeah.
And what's exciting is that Maya 2025 isn't just about these big flashy features.
Right.
There are some smaller updates that might not seem like much at first glance.
Okay.
But they hint at a much bigger shift happening in the world of 3D art.
Ooh, I love where this is going. You know, I'm always fascinated by those subtle changes that signal a larger trend.
Yeah.
What's caught your eye?
Well, one update that really stood out to me is the inclusion of Substance 2.5.0.
Okay.
Now, Substance is a whole suite of tools for creating incredibly realistic materials and textures.
Right.
Think about how light plays off different surfaces in the real world. Mm. The way leather shimmers or wood grain catches the light.
Yeah.
Substance lets you recreate those details.
So it's all about making our 3D models look and feel as real as possible.
Exactly. Substance 2.5.0 makes it even easier to create those stunning materials.
Wow.
But here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Maya 2025 also includes an update to the LookDevX plugin with support for the Material X format.
Material X. That does sound familiar.
Yeah.
It's like I've heard that before.
Imagine you've crafted this incredible material and Substance.
Okay.
In the past, if you wanted to use it in a different program, you'd often have to start from scratch.
Right, right.
But Material X changes that. It's like a universal language for describing materials, so you can easily share them between different software packages without any headaches.
So no more recreating the same material over and over again?
Yeah.
That's huge for efficiency.
Yeah.
Especially for bigger studios.
Absolutely. And this all ties into a larger trend we're seeing in 3D art. Proceduralism.
Okay.
Instead of creating everything manually, proceduralism uses rules and algorithms to generate complex results.
Wow.
Think of it this way. Instead of sculpting every detail of a rock by hand,
okay,
you could use a procedural system to define its basic shape, texture, and how it erodes, then let the computer generate a unique rock based on those parameters.
So it's like giving the computer a set of guidelines and then letting it do its thing.
Exactly. And we see this with the new ocean tools in Bifrost.
Okay.
There's realistic waves and foam patterns,
yeah,
all procedurally generated.
Wow.
Same with Substance. Mm-hmm. You're building materials using layers and rules rather than painting every pixel by hand.
So you're saying the future of 3D art involves a lot more collaboration with the computer.
It's about working smarter, not harder. It's not about replacing artists.
Right.
It's about giving you more powerful tools to realize your vision.
Okay.
Imagine being able to define the style of an entire forest, the types of trees, how dense it is, how it interacts with the terrain, and then letting the computer generate a vast, unique forest based on your input.
Wow, that does sound amazing.
Yeah.
But I can also see how some artists might be hesitant about this shift towards proceduralism.
Right.
How do you maintain that individual artistic touch when you're working with algorithms?
That's the really exciting part. Proceduralism doesn't remove the artist from the equation.
Okay.
It changes your role.
Okay.
Instead of focusing on every single detail, you become more like a director,
right,
guiding the overall look and feel while the computer handles the technical execution.
It's about finding the perfect balance between artistic vision and the power of the computer.
Exactly. And that's what makes this trend so fascinating. It has the potential to completely change how we create and experience 3D content. And
yeah,
Maya 2025 is at the forefront of this evolution.
And speaking of evolution,
yeah,
there's one more update we need to talk about.
Okay.
Something that might seem minor, but I think it speaks volumes about where Maya's heading.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Remember those bonus tools that used to be a separate download?
You mean those incredibly useful tools created by the Maya community itself?
Exactly. Well, in Maya 2025, they've integrated those bonus tools directly into the main Maya installer.
Now that's interesting.
Right.
On the surface, it seems like a small change, but think about what it represents.
Yeah.
It's like Autodesk is saying, we see the incredible work you're doing, Maya community, and we're not just listening.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing your talent into the heart of Maya.
It's a huge testament to the power of community and collaboration.
For sure.
By integrating those community-developed tools, Maya becomes even more flexible and customizable.
Totally.
So instead of having one set of tools for everyone, Maya is becoming a platform that can be tailored to individual artists and studios.
It's like the difference between having a standard toolbox and having a workshop where you can modify existing tools,
yeah,
or build your own from scratch.
Wow.
The possibilities become endless.
It's like Maya is transforming from a finished product into a collaborative, ever-evolving ecosystem.
Exactly. And that's incredibly exciting for the future of 3D art.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where the line between core features and community-developed tools becomes almost indistinguishable.
Right.
Maya could become this incredibly adaptable toolset that's constantly being refined and expanded upon by the very people who use it every day.
That would be amazing. What's also fascinating is how these updates reflect the broader trends we're seeing in the industry as a whole.
Yeah.
This move toward proceduralism, the emphasis on open standards like USD and Material X, it all points to a future where collaboration and interoperability are key.
Absolutely. The days of being siloed within a single software package are fading fast. The future is all about creating seamless workflows that allow artists to move freely between different tools and platforms, taking their ideas and creations with them.
Yeah.
And Maya seems to be embracing that future wholeheartedly.
It's inspiring to see how Maya is adapting and evolving to empower artists to create even more amazing things.
It makes you wonder what incredible new worlds and experiences artists will create with these powerful tools at their disposal.
Well, there you have it. We've explored the exciting new features of Maya 2025.
We did it!
From the mind-blowing ocean simulations in Bifrost to those subtle but significant updates that hint at a future of collaborative creation. We even dove into the philosophical, pondering the role of proceduralism and what it means for the future of 3D art itself.
It's been quite a journey.
It really has. And as always, we want to leave you with something to think about, something to spark your own creative fire.
Right.
If you could design the ultimate 3D art tool, what would it be? What problem would it solve? What incredible new possibilities would it unlock?
Let those ideas simmer, and who knows, maybe your dream tool will be the next big thing in Maya.
Until next time, keep creating, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.